professional voices. Oscar Dewar Nyawar Oscar, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
It is 6 o'clock and you're tuned to CFRC right here from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. Ani Nichkiwank, Doug Farquhar, Dijnikos, Minwa, Sean Story, Esna Minwa, and Ishnabi Nawewin. And here we go. Aboriginal voices on this CFRC evening. It is beautiful February night. Well, it's getting too warm for me. It's 2 degrees outside. But Environment Canada says that in the Kingston area, we may get a little bit of fog in the next few hours, probably between 8 and 9 o'clock. But it might go away because the temperature is going to be dropping from 2 degrees right here at 6 o'clock at night, down to -1 at 8 and -2 at 9 and 10. And overnight, it might be getting a little bit lower, not too much. So, yeah, some of that snow melted away today, and I've been loving all the snow, being able to go out and snowshoe and you know, just if I fall, I didn't mind it. Now I'm at a point where I wonder if it's going to be too hard at some places where you fall, or there's going to be rocks or fallen tree or tree limbs there. So anyway, take it easy if you're out. Now, a lot of people around Queen's campus, yeah, I know, it's reading week, but a few people have been around. The library's still open. Actually, I think probably most of the libraries are open, but I know the Stouffer Library was open today. I don't know how late they stay open because there are a few people around, but not a lot. Some people can't afford to take off, and you know, because they need the time to study right here on campus. So, you know, taking off time to go somewhere may or may not be advantageous for them. But trying to get their work done. Good luck to everybody who's almost done. You know, you realize that after this, there's just a month of March, basically, and then into April, it's panic, getting all those last-minute papers, planning and organizing study periods for exams. So, yeah, it's going to be a mad rush through March. Anyway, a lot of fun. Back to the weather for a second. Tomorrow, now, we don't know what's coming. I've been kind of pondering around looking at the weather maps and trying to find out from different you know, units that do the study of the weather. And, you know, Environment Canada has the best, probably. But then you get the NOAA from the United States, and they say, okay, well, here's what's might happen. There's a difference between the two, and I'm not sure what it is. Other than they differ in temperature and amount of snow that might be coming. But then I checked the European agency that looks at weather, and theirs almost matches the Canadian one. And so if you overlay them, you just kind of get a sense of what's coming. All that snow and rain and that sort of thing passed us already. It's gone off to Trois-Rivières, which is on its way to Quebec City, and, you know, those people who are skiing in that area, well, they might be having fun in the snow, I'm not sure, although the warm weather's going their way. But for everybody here, you know, we're looking at a possibility of anywhere from 3 to 10 centimeters of snow in around Lake Ontario, and I suspect it has to do with the fact that the temperatures are rising and coming above zero. So it's creating a chance for kind of an icy winter storm that may be coming through. Environment Canada has said this is a watch. It's upgraded from yesterday that it was just a warning. You know, so just be aware that it might happen. Now, as of 6 o'clock tonight, I just saw a change on my screen, so that's why I'm saying this, that the icy winter storm threatens travel. So I just quickly have to open up and find out what they're talking about, because I'm traveling and Sean's traveling. He's on assignment right now, and he should be here soon. You know, take your time, Sean, because the only thing I can see on this snowfall outlook, active weather from the environment, or no, not Environment Canada, it's from the Weather Network, that the freezing rain is more to Toronto to Cobourg, and a possibility of rain south of that, like down to Rochester area, and snow above it. So we're about to see what's... this has moved already. It moves very fast by the looks of it. Going into Wednesday. So the actual what's going to happen on Wednesday is that we're probably going to see freezing rain, and ice pellets are going to be basically from Cobourg all the way up to Parry Sound and then reaching around southwestern Ontario. So, they're not showing too much freezing rain for the Kingston to Cobourg range. So, Tyndonega, you may not get the freezing rain, but later on Wednesday evening, the snow will be coming Wednesday evening and into overnight into Thursday. So, Thursday morning. But then, guess what's behind it? All that sunshine. So, who knows? That's Environment Canada, or no, that's the Weather Network's look at it. And Environment Canada is slightly different, but we'll see. It's amazing. Now, there are a lot of students from Queen's University who have gone home to places like Guelph and Kitchener and a few in the Toronto area, down around, in St. Catharines, Fort Erie, those places. So if you're, please don't try to travel Wednesday. You know, if you're there, stay safe. Be with everybody. Anyway, but this Wednesday storm is probably going to start mid-morning and go right through until the evening. So, again, it's looking like Kingston to Cobourg going from east to west that, we're not going to get much. Anyway, I hope not. I don't want to see too much freezing rain. And anyway, that's... but I looked, too, at Akwesasne and Ganawage and those places that are near Montreal, likely to get snow. So that's the 5 to 10 centimeters, maybe a bit more of snow in the overnight. So that's Wednesday. Tonight, just be careful. Everybody, there were so many cars on the road today. I couldn't believe it. It was almost as I was driving into Kingston to come out to the campus. It was almost as if they'd called, everybody out. And, there were just line of cars traveling north out of the city of Kingston. And then I get to the campus and it is like being in a sci-fi movie. You know, where you wonder, what's going on? There aren't any people around. And I looked over my shoulder, and there were only two cars parked in the parking lot. Both of them, by the way, now that I think of it, were charging up. So, good idea. Nobody around. Nobody to fight over at parking spaces. So, anyway, that's it for the weather. I know it's kind of a downer to have temperatures in the zero, just above zero. Was up to 6 degrees at one point this afternoon. We're north of the city. And, I don't know. It means a lot of that snow is going to turn into water, and that's Environment Canada. The folks have said, be careful. Try not to go close to running water. And be careful if you're, like some of the ice fishers have been out. And I don't know. Just be careful. All right. Now, tonight we have a few items for you, and we're going to see one of them that I picked up early February. But I had a report from the Watersheds Canada, and they asked if we were interested in interviewing some of the folks who were involved in this project. We tried to line it up, but everybody's busy and through until right after the March break from, people with families, they won't have a lot of time. But I do have just a kind of an overview of what this is about. So We're going to do a couple of songs and then come back and we'll talk about Watersheds Canada, First Nations, and volunteers doing something big for local walleye. If you're a fisherman, you know what I'm talking about, but I'll let everybody else know. I picked a song that we had a couple of years ago, and 2022 was May 2022 when we received this from David Strickland. Let's find out what he has to say for us here. And he did a lot of work with, I guess he did a lot of work with hip hop and First Nations communities across Canada. And there were a number of musicians who put together a CD. And this one is called Gordo. But let's see what he's trying to do here.
Now here we go into the mode of an unknown and lone aboriginal. A mode of only hoping we'll grow and make the money blow. But only music seems to suit the soul. And I'm low, but my bro told me to rap, didn't think I would know how to do it. My mind was in the ruins, I was looking for nothing till I started drinking the fluid. The alcoholic movement got my rhyme moving and grooving. My writing even fluent, it's like the rap was my student.
Looking so damn cold outside. Remind me of the popo.
What you mean, man?
When they beat my that night, you threw me in a chokehold.
Damn, what the?
You can't choke the life out me. Native stand too tall like the trees I bring. They wanna cage us, lock us down. Why do you hate us? Oh Canada, why so hard on a native?
Came from the gutter, I need a reserve. Came from the gutter, we caught up in the best life. Came from the gutter, I need. Be from the gutter, I need a reserve. Be from the gutter,
yeah, we caught up in the
red light. Be from the gutter, I need.
Now we caught up in the red light.
Walking along this empty dirt road, feeling confused about the life I chose. Is it ending? Am I depending on the only unknown? My name is pending, and I know it's time for me to show. Came from the gutter, I need a reserve. Came up like topics and out with the words. As the world spins freely, no one around can hear me say I'm headed for the breakaway till the end of days.
Message like Melly Mel in the Furious Five. Broken glass everywhere, and if it sinks, survive. The genocide, sand scrolls went from 10 to 5. Had it divided, for man froze and he died. Starlight tours, claimed as a suicide. Move aside, he kills the water for grandmothers and grandfathers. From Nipissing to my grandsons and granddaughters. Thunder beam overseeing the land robbers.
Came from the gutter, I need a reserve. Came from the gutter,
cause we caught up in the red light.
Came from the gutter, I need.
Cause we caught up in the red light.
Came from the gutter, I need a reserve. Came from the gutter,
yeah, we caught up in the red light.
Came from the gutter, I need.
Now we caught up in the red light.
First Nations people from coast to coast mobilizing against what they call oppressive government policy.
Our people are idle no more.
I just got home from war.
Woo!
Let me tell you all about it. Government officials and attorneys do anything to keep the lies buried. I roam from rest to rest.
Yeah.
Shout outs to all of my Nietzsche's. Big ups to all the frontliners.
Now what you know about four families under one roof? The truth, it equals depression here in Native youth. Now what you know about suicide and how high our rates climb in the age that our youth die? Now what you know about high crime rates and no employment? Drug addiction, alcoholism for their enjoyment. What you know about blind faith? Change will come. I was told to stay strong and leave it all in a song.
Came from the gutter, I need a reserve. Came from the gutter,
cause we caught up in the red light.
Came from the gutter, I need.
Cause we caught up in the red light.
Came from the gutter, I need a reserve. Came from the gutter,
yeah, we caught up in the red light.
Came from the gutter, I need.
Now we caught up in the red light.
On the ground.
On the ground. Caught up in the red light.
Came from the gutter, I need. I need a reserve.
I need a reserve.
What do you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
The Office of VP Research offers undergraduate students meaningful opportunities to engage in discovery-based learning and to develop research and presentation skills through their Undergraduate Student Summer Research Fellowship and the Undergraduate Student Research Award. Do you self-identify as a Black or Indigenous person? There are allocated funds through the USRA to help address the disproportionate underfunding of Black and Indigenous scholars at the undergraduate level. All projects are paid full-time work under the guidance of a faculty researcher and run from May through August. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department supervisor today. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department or supervisor today. Access the website to learn more, queensu.ca/VPR/resources/undergraduate. For general inquiries, contact Tracy Allen at allent@queensu.ca.
Vibes? You know about vibes?
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
With me.
Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there'll be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood. With me.
On radio.
CFIC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
So those are a few of the programs you could hear or things you can do around the Kingston area. The promos that we have, there are quite a few of them and a lot of really nice opportunities to sit and listen to varying genres of music or folks sharing their ideas as they go. Really great things happening. So check out cfrc.ca. Go to listen button and schedule, and you'll see all of the programs that are available. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How's that? That's great. I was planning to share a little bit about Watershed, but I have to wait for a bit. I just got a bit more information about that. And so I'm going to go to next step is Adventures in the Outdoors with the weather the way it is. Winter weather, yes, I know. But Arrowhead Provincial Park, now that's a long way away from where we are right now. It's about a 4 or 5 hour drive from Kingston all the way up to Huntsville. But there are many different provincial parks around the province where you could go in and you could do snowshoeing, you could do hiking, you know, you could probably do, there are walking paths you can do. They're not easy. Cross-country skiing is available. The classic skiing is in some areas, and also some areas you can do the skate style skiing. I don't know if you watched it on the Olympics or not, but anyway. I see that we're going to have to go to music for a second, so I'll grab a piece of music for you to listen to. And Twin Flames, that's a good one. And it's called Grace 2. So here you go, Twin Flames.
Mm-hmm.
said I'm fabulously rich. Come on, let's go. She kinda bit her lip. Geez, I don't know, but I can guarantee there'll be no knock on the door. I'm a total pro. That's what I'm here for. Hey, 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 hey. I come from downtown. Hey, 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 hey. Born and ready for you. Hey, 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 hey. All with hey, hey, will hey, and determination. Hey, 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 to hey, hey, hey.
That was Twin Flames doing that song, and it's a cover song called Grace 2. And the cover song comes from, especially for this area in Kingston area, because it was the Tragically Hip who wrote that, or who played it first.
Wrote what?
Grace 2, the song. That's the one you were just listening to. Yeah. Nice song. I like the way that Yahia and Chelsea June made it familiar for us. Anyway, so what are you up to? You're having fun over there, I see.
Untangling.
You're chasing wires from I can see.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Have you been watching any Olympics?
I have to say no.
Oh, okay.
But I have seen highlights.
Mm.
And I think there has been a hockey game in there.
Canada
against somebody.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think it was Canada against the Czech.
Oh, okay. Chechnya.
Mm-hmm. Against Chechnya. And... Oh, you kind of feel bad. bad for the Chechens.
Oh, why?
It's 5-0.
Oh, okay.
That's why. Like, why even bother lacing the skates up?
Oh, come on. I love going out to play hockey.
You like getting beat?
I know, but I just love playing hockey.
If you do, move to Chechnya.
Oh, or France.
Yeah, they get beat too?
Yeah.
It's similar. They're French.
A similar number.
Anyways.
Denmark and Switzerland. Switzerland didn't do too bad.
No?
Against Canada.
No. And then I seen Canada getting very, very, how shall we say, a dust up on the curling pad.
Oh,
curling,
you saw that.
Curling thing.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know what it is about.
Curling.
Yeah.
What is it called? Curling.
Just curling. Just throwing a rock.
Well, no, but it was on the, like, the court.
On the ice.
The curling ice?
Mm-hmm.
Curling ice, court.
The ice pad, they call it.
Curling so. Pad.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
The Canadian guy
mm-hmm.
was, there was expletives.
There were? Did you hear them?
Back and forth. I did.
Oh, yikes. Okay.
I did hear them. I seen and I heard. And I thought, finally, somebody said it.
Oh.
I don't even know who they were playing.
Doesn't matter.
I think... Was it Swiss?
They were playing, no, Sweden.
They were playing Sweden.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people can go online and look it up. They can even watch to see what it was about.
It was funny.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what it was about, but it was funny.
It doesn't matter.
It does. Like, was Swiss? Swiss or Sweden?
Sweden.
Were they, like, what,
the
guy was
from,
there?
The guy from Sweden was just trying to interfere with the thinking and the just messing with them,
throwing shade.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. There you
throwing
go.
Shade throwing shade on Canada.
Yeah.
Canada
and
wasn't
specifically
having it.
One of the players that who was doing probably doing the
I think
best
that,
on the ice.
I think they probably like it's a new era.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a Carney is in office now.
Oh, okay.
And you wouldn't have had that kind of language under Trudeau.
Probably not. He would have been
using
it.
He would have been like, oh, you can't say that.
He would have been saying it. Anyway.
Carney is like, what?
No.
The Olympics. What?
He's fine with it. Don't worry. Keep going. But I did you ask about Olympics because...
For goodness sakes, Doug, are you going to want to talk about that?
Well, yeah, because I'm looking for it. It's not there.
Did I spell Olympic right?
You did.
All right, not there,
no,
Doug.
That's what I said.
Oh, wait. Still not there.
Okay, type the word indigenous. Indigenous.
I don't know. I just looked at your first one there, okay. And I thought,
yeah.
I don't even know if I want to do this.
And it's called Indigenous Olympic.
No, not here. I don't think you saved it. You probably brought this hard drive here and you didn't even save it.
Okay. All right. But I do have part of it because you brought up hockey, women's hockey. And
I did, and they won too, right?
They're still winning. Yep. They play tomorrow. No. No, they play, I forget, Wednesday.
And Canadian women didn't say like nasty things.
No, no,
just those curlers.
I like the way they
Who
play
would
hockey.
Who thought the curlers were like
in
that?
You know what's interesting though is that the 2026
Did you ever see that men
Winter
with
Olympics.
Brooms?
No.
It's a Canadian thing, and it's about competition curling.
Okay.
And it's I don't know, Paul.
Go for it.
Paul Green, I think. I don't know. I can't think of his name.
Paul Green.
He was the Mountie in that show.
Oh, Paul South. Gross.
Gross.
No, okay.
Paul Gross. He was the Mountie in the Paul, what was it?
Due North.
Due North, yeah.
See, I don't watch TV.
You do.
All right.
I don't watch TV about Canada.
Okay. Milano Cortina, 2026 Winter Olympics. Well, it's a little bit frustrating for the jumpers today because a lot of the people, they had heavy, heavy snow in Cortina. So
I seen that. I seen that guy too, the Canadian guy jumping, going down the, is that Moguls?
Yeah.
And he was just going like crazy down there. He did like a flip and then he got to the bottom. And I assume he won because he was like super
gold.
Happy.
Yeah.
And,
well, there's a skier who is indigenous.
What is this?
Okay. He's
Métis.
He's from Quechan First Nation.
Alex Luda?
Yeah.
Oh, I know a Luda.
Do you?
Well, I knew a Luda. Ski jumping.
Yeah.
First Nation.
It turns out Alex is a girl.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I didn't know that.
Alex Luda enters the 2026 Games as a trailblazer and a medal favorite after her debut in Beijing.
Okay, 2022?
Yeah, they didn't say anything here about the what she did this year.
Well, there she's doing it right now.
Apparently she's fearless.
Good. You have to be. Have you seen that?
Fearless.
Would I want to jump from the? It's a 120-meter drop from the. You come sliding down really fast, and then you take off, and it's, oh wow, no way.
A fearless approach to the oral histories and resilient stories passed down,
from her Quechan grandfather. Right?
Yeah, from her grandfather. Mm-hmm. She's a vocal advocate. For mental health and neurodiversity.
Oh, good.
Referring to her ADHD as a superpower that helps her maintain the hyper focus required to fly hundreds of feet through the air.
I still say I would not do that. I don't mind going down fast on skis, but the whole idea of trying to jump something. And then you jump into the air. I think they're closer to being birds, or flying squirrels. I'm not sure which.
Yeah, it is. It is impressive. Mm-hmm. It is impressive to see.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about one of the women's ice hockey players, Jocelyn LaRocque. She's a defense person.
Who's that?
And she's from St. Anne, Manitoba.
Métis.
Mm-hmm. But she's also a veteran on the team, so she's been there a couple of times. She played in Sochi in 2014. She played in Beijing in 2022, Pyeongchang in 2018, and now 2024. She's been around a long time. It's great. But she does a lot of support for Indigenous youth
in
sport and in education.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So she's a backbone, actually.
Apparently the backbone.
St. Anne, Manitoba.
All right.
Okay.
Good for her.
And who else do you have there?
Luge. I think if ever I was going to be in the Winter Olympics, I think it would be on luge.
Okay. One.
Or bobsled. Maybe not bobsled.
No.
And if it was bobsled, it would probably be two men.
Okay.
And it would just be me.
Yeah, they go by weight, don't they?
The one-man luge. Yeah, probably. Again.
Yeah. Luge, that track is really fast.
Yeah.
I love it.
It was the Canadian luge person was flying down, and somebody threw a broom at her.
What?
Maybe it wasn't.
I didn't
maybe
see
it wasn't
that.
Canadian. I think it was, though.
I did not see it.
Yeah, somebody,
like
it's
that.
Like she was cranking down.
Yeah.
And somebody threw a broom.
Why?
Because they didn't want her to win, I guess.
Oh, my goodness.
No. If anybody else seen that, maybe I'm just making it up. Maybe I dreamt it.
Well, as long as you
maybe
dreamt
not.
It.
I'll look it up.
Never really
I'll look
happened.
It up. I don't. They said, oh, well, that was unfortunate. We don't know where that. Moving right along. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't even want to bring it up. They did not want to speculate, Doug.
No? Why not?
No. Well, I don't.
What would it? Why Me, would
I would have speculated. Like, who threw the broom? Anyway, she finished. She got up. I don't know if she made a, she meddled or anything like that. But she got up. She wiped her her luge off and, you know, jumped off the track. And
wow. Wow.
Yeah. Anyways, the luge, competing in her second Olympic Games, Trinity Ellis is one of Canada's top luge athletes. She began her journey in the sport at the age of 12 at the Whistler Sliding Center.
Ooh.
For Ellis, mm-hmm. Representing the Métis community on the international stage, is about carrying the stories of generations of Indigenous people. She is known for her mental toughness and the technical precision navigating of frozen tracks at speeds of 140 kilometers.
Can you imagine? That's why you want to do that. It's
oh,
like,
yeah.
Like
no,
race
that's
car
exactly
driving.
Why yeah. I want to do that. Now, they say navigating. It does not appear that there's a whole lot of navigating going on. I think it's just gravity. Gravity is pulling you down to, you know,
But the bottom. At the speed they're going, they're also being pushed sideways by the speed of the device and the curve that they go around.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Yeah. So gravity's pulling down, but there's also this G-force that's pushing.
Yeah. Again, I'd like to say probably not a whole lot of
driving.
Probably not a whole lot of what we think of as driving.
Yes, yeah, yeah. It's all how you position your body as you go down.
Yeah, I guess. Mm. So they say. Well, yeah, when I watched the film...
Mm-hmm.
What was the film?
I don't
the
know.
Jamaican Snowblood.
Oh, there you go. I've now you're
forgotten.
In trouble.
Yeah, I've completely
there is
forgotten.
A Jamaican.
Yeah, there is, but there was a movie too.
Driver who's on doing yeah. the luge.
No, that's fine. Cool Runnings.
There you go.
Cool Runnings, and it was highly technical, but they were in it, and they were like. In Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
Where I assume there's no snow
no.
or ice, or
they have ice,
possibly mountains
in the freezers for their
yeah, they have
drinks.
Ice in the drinks. But they had the John Candy on there, and he was the coach,
yeah,
and because he was some kind of a big bobsled guru.
He was
and
in the
apparently.
Movie.
And they had them in there, and he was like, okay, right turn, and they'd do this. And then left turn, and so they would go to each side so to counter the
right. Gravitational
force. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess. I guess there is, in a sense, driving.
Yeah.
But not what we think of as driving. Like
I think the first, that's the four-man, right?
And that one was that the four-man, yeah.
And when I watched the women, it must have been yesterday, they do have cords or wires connected to the front
and there
so
is a guy doing
it. They're trying
it.
To do that,
yeah.
But you can't, it's like... It's like going on a sled or a toboggan on ice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
mm-hmm.
easy to turn.
Yeah. No, it's,
and if
it's,
you grab it too hard, it'll flip you right
there
off.
There you go. You're
yeah.
done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I think at some point they were done. Actually, there they were done.
Kilometers per
and
hour?
What did they do? They picked up the bobsled, put it on their shoulders,
and
took it across the finish line.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finish the race, no matter what.
Yeah, they weren't going to take second fiddle to, the U.S., I guess, or whoever was begging bombs during the film. You know what is another one? Eddie the Eagle.
Oh, yes.
There's also an Eddie the Eagle.
There's another one I wouldn't do.
Film.
Get on my motorcycle and jump off a ramp.
Eddie, what?
Isn't that what Eddie... Oh, no, that's Evel Knievel.
That's...
Oh, okay, he does that. What does Eddie the Eagle
Where
do?
Are you, Doug?
Oh, I'm in a different world.
Apparently. No, Eddie the Eagle, he
I'm
was...
Still I'm still out in the woods snowshoeing.
He was one of those ski jumper guys.
Oh, okay.
Like they put him right up at the top and then he goes down and he...
And he jumps off the
Yeah, Eddie the Eagle. That's he was like, big back in the 80s.
That's like Alex Lutet.
No, nothing like Alex
Lutet. She jumps off the same thing.
No.
Yes.
No, what is his name? Eddie the Eagle.
There you go.
He was British.
He was or he still is?
Still is.
Okay.
I assume he still is. I've not heard. Eden Wilson is Bob Slay.
Oh.
Did we talk about her yet?
No.
You want to talk about her?
Sure.
Eden Wilson is apparently also Métis. I don't know. There's something weird about that. Eden Wilson makes history in 2026 as the first ever Indigenous woman to represent Canada in the sport of bobsleigh.
Hmm.
Bobsleigh. Why not bobsled? Don't they call it bobsled on the show?
I don't know. Some people call it something else.
Yeah, apparently. Mm-hmm. I call it bobsled.
Okay.
At the Olympics, having competed on the international circuit for 6 years, the international circuit of bobsledders.
There you go.
She's earned her spot through constant top-tier performance when she isn't training at Canada Olympic Park. She works for the... She works with Kidsport Calgary, helping to make sports more accessible to children.
That's important. I like that. So that's two people that we've heard talk about.
Yeah.
They work with youth. Or children.
Yeah, that's it.
Get them involved.
Nothing more.
Good. Well, just looking to see how many. I was wondering how many. When I first started looking, I went to the IOC site. Don't do that. Because I ended up asking how many Indigenous athletes have there been. And I got a list going way back to 1902.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. No information other than here's the person. That's it. No, not even the year the person was there. So
Eddie the Eagle was in 1988.
Oh, wow.
Like, okay. He came over, like, he paid his own way and all that to compete.
He must have skied somewhere before, like downhill ski jumping.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, he just didn't come and do it at...
Yeah, but I think the point of it is that he had to. The
right.
Brits wouldn't allow him to.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think that's the story.
Oh, well. All right, I've got a song for you.
You should just watch the movie, Doug.
Eddie the Eagle or Cool
Runnings. And Cool Runnings.
Anymore?
Probably much more interesting than the actual Olympics.
No.
Yeah, well, yeah, more entertaining.
Did you see the speed skating today where
No.
It's called Pursuit?
No.
They don't, well, they really don't catch
each other.
I've seen
somebody fall down.
Ooh, no, I didn't.
I've seen somebody there, they're cranking around the circle there, oval, and I
See,
don't know.
You've been watching too
somebody, much. Somebody hit the other person and they both fell down. And
Yeah, that's where they all line up on a line and start all at the same time.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, a race. Yeah. And they came around and this one person leg slipped out and knocked the
crashed
other one down and then
down
and two of them crashed.
But
they didn't get back up and go.
They should.
The Cool Runnings guys?
Yeah.
Oh, they got up and
You probably
and finished
didn't see the
race.
Part that they
No,
they
didn't. I seen the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Just going back to the ice skating with Team Pursuit, that each team has three players on the, or three skaters on the ice, and all three skate around the oval.
Uh-huh.
And you would start on the far side of the oval.
Uh-huh.
From my team, and your team would skate around and try to catch mine. And it's the fastest one around.
Uh-huh.
But they've worked it out so that each skater, the tallest one goes first to give a slipstream for the next two. And so it's, you know, goes in size.
Uh-huh.
So if we were doing it, you'd be first, I'd be second, and away we would go. But we'd need a third person.
Oh.
Yeah. But we could do it. And you all skate basically in unison, but slightly away from each other, because you don't want to clip skates like you just said.
Yeah, you don't want to clip the person behind you.
We'd all go down.
It was not impressed upon me that they were from the same team.
No.
I think these two were
not pursuit.
Like there was four or five of them. Yeah. And
they just race around all and all have to go across. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the pursuit is one team against another, and you can actually see as they cross the line, the two teams going together, trying to chase each other. But today the Canadians won by, I think, 0.4 seconds. Can you imagine? They won the gold medal today. So Canada won a gold medal in team pursuit.
Finally.
I was having fun
with that.
They
get a gold medal.
Finally, the same group of women won it at Beijing. They won the gold in the same sport.
Oh.
Yeah, that's impressive because it hasn't been done in a long, long time.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, you want to hear a song?
I think we're going to have to.
Oh, okay. Twin Flames again. And this one is For the Light. That's what we want to do.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbors Saving Neighbors is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbors Saving Neighbors volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
shine. When our tidies are stronger, when you are tired, see it's so good to take, so very good to believe. But now I'm losing, oh, 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 losing, oh, 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 and it's the simplest things, oh, they don't easily escape, oh, it's the simplest things, oh, they don't easily escape, oh.
The Office of VP Research offers undergraduate students meaningful opportunities to engage in discovery-based learning and to develop research and presentation skills through their Undergraduate Student Summer Research Fellowship and the Undergraduate Student Research Award. Do you self-identify as a Black or Indigenous person? There are allocated funds through the USRA to help address the disproportionate underfunding of Black and Indigenous scholars at the undergraduate level. All projects are paid full-time work under the guidance of a faculty researcher and run from May through August. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department supervisor today. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department or supervisor today. Access the website to learn more, queensu.ca/VPR/resources/undergraduate. For general inquiries, contact Tracy Allen at allent@queensu.ca.